Italian politics have been thrown into turmoil by a Supreme Court ruling upholding a prison sentence for tax fraud for former Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi. The media tycoon's PDL party is a key member of Italy's current coalition government. So, what's the impact of this sentence? And does it mean an end to Berlusconi's long and turbulent political career? To find out more, myself, Susie Hodges, spoke to James Walston, Professor of International Relations at the American University of Rome.
Well, it divides both of the main components of the coalition. The PDL itself is divided between hawks and doves, those who believe that they should defend Berlusconi from whatever, at any time and in any way, i.e. bring the government down and force new elections and present Berlusconi as a martyr figure. And then you have the doves who would like to continue with responsible government. On the other side, you have people in the Democratic Party who feel that they cannot, should not and cannot be in a coalition with a convicted criminal. They were very unhappy about having any sort of coalition with the PDL before. And now that Berlusconi has been convicted at the third degree, they really find that intolerable. So they might bring the government down as well. And there are many divisions within the PD as well, the Democratic Party.
There's also the issue that the judges did not uphold the order that would have barred Mr. Berlusconi from public office for 5 years, and this is going to be re-examined by a lower court. Is this likely to give the government a breathing space in the meantime?
The reconsideration of the bar on holding public office was very much a technicality. It appears that there was a technical mistake made at both the lower court and the Court of Appeal. And the prosecutor, when he presented the prosecution's case to the Supreme Court, asked for a reduction from 5 to 3 years bar on holding public office. The Supreme Court felt that they couldn't put a number to that. It was not their job. So they have sent it back to the appeal court, and the appeal court has to say, using the other law which governs this particular type of penalty, whether they give Berlusconi one, 2 or 3 years bar. And that will probably happen in September. In the meantime, there are some people who maintain that other laws, apart from the court sentence, mean that Berlusconi should resign as senator now. As long as the Senate committee, the Senate itself, orders that.
Well, so far we've looked at the situation in Italy, but of course the impact of this judgment isn't really just confined to Italy these days. There's also the wider impact upon the Eurozone as a whole, you know, given that Italy is a key member of it.
The stability of the government is something which is of great concern in Frankfurt, in Berlin, in Paris, and even outside the Eurozone, so in London as well. But certainly the Eurozone and the major European countries, all of them are very concerned with what happens in Italy, and particularly with Italy coming up to take the European presidency in January. So it would be extremely embarrassing, is a little bit too little to say. It would be very difficult for the European institutions to have to face the Italian presidency, a euro crisis, with one of the major players in complete chaos. So obviously the European institutions would very much like to see the Letta government survive for as long as possible.
But do you think that come what may, this sentence is at the very least going to mean that we're not ever likely to see Berlusconi becoming a prime minister again?
We've written off Berlusconi on various occasions, and even though it's unlikely, if he has a 3-year ban on holding public office, if the Letta government were to survive for 3 years, he could stand for office again in 3 or 4 years' time when Italy will have to go to the polls. So I think we can be pretty sure that Berlusconi will continue in politics. He will continue leading his party from house arrest. He will continue being the focus point for the centre-right in Italy. And it's just possible, it's not very likely, but it's just possible that he might be holding public office again.
But what about his ambitions to become head of state? Do you think those are dead and buried?
Oh, I think they were dead and buried quite a long time ago. He would have very much liked... There was a time a year ago or so when I'm sure he was hoping that when Napolitano stepped down in April, he would be able to go up the hill to the Quirinale Palace. I think that those with the conviction for Ruby, with this now final conviction, there is no way that an Italian parliament would elect Berlusconi as president. The only long shot possibility is if the constitutional reforms which are in the pipeline, if they actually come out at the other end and there is some form of presidentialism, then I think if Berlusconi is eligible to run for public office, then I'm sure he would do that, even at 80 years old. So that is a possibility, but not as president in the president's present form.